Good evening. You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. I want to remind everybody, coming up next week, in fact, just 7 days from tonight, our convention begins August 1st through the 5th at the Research Center here at 165 East Commercial Street in St. John's, Arizona. And it's going to be a good one, folks. I mean, it's really going to be a good one. In fact, I'm going to read to you the program guide so that if you've been vacillating whether or not you're going to come, you can make up your mind now. We've still got about 25 seats left. And this is the week where those will be filled if past performance at most of my lectures and the talks that I've done throughout the country, they will fill up fast before the end of this week. So if you want to be one of the lucky ones here, you better get yourself in gear real quick. Monday, August 1st, 1994. Monday, August 1st, 1994. From 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. will be registration. From 10 to 12, I'll be opening the convention with a welcoming talk and an overview of the week's events and a few announcements and things like that. You know, you've been to these things before. At noon, we'll break for lunch until 1:30, at which time we'll come back from 1:30 to 2:30. Craig Smith from Swiss America Trading is going to give a talk on money, precious metals, and the situation in the world today regarding those things from 2:30 until, let me see here, 2:30 till 6:30. Terry Cook, that's 4 hours. Terry Cook's going to be talking. He's an expert on identification and implant technology, and he's going to be talking about identification in the New World Order and implants. What's happening? Where are we at? From 6:30 until 9 o'clock, that's your personal time, and you can go have dinner, do whatever you want to do. If you want to come back at 9 o'clock, we'll be in the studio. The Hour of the Time will be live right here from 9 until 10. Tuesday, August 2nd, 1994, from 8 until noon, Bob Ross will be talking about personal sovereignty, constitutional law. He'll be talking about the common law. He'll talk about who you are right now and what you should be and how you got to where you're at. And you're going to learn a lot of things that you never knew before, that you never dreamed of. So don't miss it. From noon, again, until 1:30 is lunch. From 1:30 until 3:30, Bob Ross will continue. From 3:30 until 5:30, Anthony Hilder will be talking on the Free World Order. The Free World Order. And I'll be telling you who these people are in just a couple of minutes. And from 5:30 till 9, again, it's personal time. You can go have dinner, do whatever you want to do. And then again at 9 o'clock, from 9 till 10, the Hour of the Time, live in studio. Wednesday, August 3rd, 1994. From 8 until 10, Dr. Chris McBride will be talking on field and emergency medicine. From 10 until 12, Lenny Hoover will be talking on camouflage, terrain, escape and evasion, and tracking. He's an expert hunter. He's an expert in camouflage and terrain reading, escape and evasion, and, of course, tracking. From noon until 1:30 will be lunch. From 1:30 until 5:30, Ray Keller will be speaking and conducting a workshop on land navigation. And folks, this is a sleeper. It's the best you'll ever hear. Even if you think you're an expert on land navigation, you better be here, because he's going to blow your mind. From 5:30 until 9, again, that's your personal time. Go have dinner. Do whatever you want to do. Back in studio at 9 o'clock from 9 till 10 p.m., the hour, the time, again, live in studio. Thursday, August 4th, 1994, from 8 until 12. Since this is the anniversary of our astronauts landing on the moon, I'm going to be covering this 4 hours on space. What's really going on up there? What is all this stuff that we've been hearing about UFOs and aliens and extraterrestrials and flying saucers? What are these things that they say they found on Mars? What really happened on the moon, if anything? 12 o'clock, we'll go to lunch. Be back at 1:30. Linda Thompson will be here, and I don't know the subject of her talk yet. She's supposed to call me sometime tonight or tomorrow. But she'll be speaking until 3:30. And from 3:30 until 5:30, Scott Selby will be speaking on the long-range rifle, what's right for you, how to pick a weapon, and prepare it for your own personal use. From 5:30 until 2100 or 9 o'clock, it's your personal time again. Go to dinner, whatever you want to do, come back. 9 until 10 p.m., the hour of the time, again, live in studio. Friday, August 5th, 1994, from 8 until 9 o'clock, weapons and range safety. This is absolutely required if you're going to go to the firing range, even if you're not going to fire. If you miss this class, you will not be allowed on or near the firing range under any circumstances. From 9 until 10 is travel time to the firing range. From 10 until 3, we'll be on the firing range with live fire. Again, the prerequisite for being there is attending the weapons and range safety class from 8 until 9 that Friday morning. From 3 until 4:30 will be personal time. You can go do whatever you want to do. Meet back at the research center at 4:30. And we'll travel from the research center then as a group to the campsite. We should get there sometime between 5 and 5:30. And between that time and 8 o'clock Friday night, you'll set up your own personal camp area, get familiar with the location, have a lot of fun, meet everybody that you haven't met so far. We're going to have a cookout dinner. It will be provided by the intelligence service, and you can stuff yourself on us. We're going to have a big bonfire, roast marshmallows. We're going to tell a lot of lies, tell some ghost stories, and make friends. Some of you who come from cities that have a lot of smog, you'll be stargazing. I know, because when I first came to Arizona and saw this unbelievably beautiful blue sky with shades of blue you've never seen before, I was amazed. But that didn't even come close to what I felt like that night when I saw the real sky, all the stars up there, folks. Those of you who want to sleep can sleep. At 9 o'clock Saturday morning, the convention officially ends, and everybody makes their way back to wherever they came from until we meet again. From 9 till 10 Friday night, the hour of the time will be a rerun due to the campout. We're all going to be up there on top of the mesa, folks. Also, that Friday night, August the 5th, there will be no satellite broadcast. The hour of the time will be played by tape from WWCR, and you can listen on shortwave if you'd like. I hope to see an awful lot of you here. We've already got an awful lot of people signed up, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have some surprise things going on in the evenings besides the broadcast at the hour of the time, and of course, you're all going to get together in your little groups and meet people you've never known before and make lifelong friends. And I suspect there'll be some conversations until the wee hours of the morning just about every single night. It's a lot of fun. This is a different type of a place, folks. If you've never been out west, is that Tim going into the VFW? Is it? No. Hey, I got to tell you, Deadeye's in there, and he's playing cards, and the only reason Tim ever goes into VFW is to play cards. And Tim and Deadeye don't get along when they play cards. Every other time, they're friends. But when they're playing cards, it's something else. You guys ain't gonna believe this place.
And it ain't me.
No, yellow belly tin whore is gonna call me a cheater.
Folks, everybody's been calling me, asking me whether Linda Thompson is an agent provocateur. And I got to tell you, she's not. You see, when I first heard about this armed march on Washington, D.C., worried me, bothered me a lot. And I talked to Linda, and it was apparent that she was trying her best to do what she thought was right, but didn't really understand what she was coming up against. Or at least, I got the impression that she didn't. I immediately called several of our best people in CADGE and began an investigation from the date of her birth right up to the present time. And we only found one thing that you might consider to be derogatory. We found everything else to be a 100% total lie. Lie. The only thing that we found that could be considered by some to be derogatory was at one time she volunteered her services to help indigent people who had problems legally involving constitutional issues on a pro bono basis. In other words, she would take their cases for free from the ACLU. Now, this is not unusual, folks. Many, many lawyers do this as a public relations thing. It is considered a mark of professionalism and help in the community if lawyers devote their time to take cases with people who cannot afford to hire an attorney, especially when they involve constitutional issues or involve our liberty. So this is what Linda was doing. She was not an actual full participating member of the ACLU. She did not understand what their politics really were, and she quit the minute, the very moment that she discovered that they're against the ownership of weapons. In fact, when they list the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, known as the Bill of Rights, they always leave out the second article in amendment, which is the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. When Linda found that out, she quit. She never been back, never looked back. And we've all made those kinds of mistakes. I got to tell you, until I found out the truth, folks, just like all of you, I was innocently involved in a lot of things that I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole right now. And so were you. So don't be so harsh on Linda over that, because that's the only blemish that we were able to find in her entire life. Now, how many of you can say that about your own life? I can't say it about mine. I got to be honest with you, I can't. Up until I looked at myself in the mirror and admitted how stupid I'd been, I've done an awful lot of things that I'm ashamed of and wish I could go back and do over again. And I'm sure that you have the same things that you've done in your life. Now, recently, since Linda has been focusing the world's attention on Waco, Texas, she has come under an awful lot of attacks. Now, it pains me deeply that even after listening to this broadcast, even after hearing me tell you not to believe anything unless you can prove it, and when somebody tells you something, ask them to prove it, you still believe every rumor that comes along. You believe every fax that comes over your fax machine from this stupid, idiotic Patriots fax network that is nothing. But I'll tell you what, out of every 150 faxes I've ever received from them, 149 have been lies. Intentional disinformation, bullshit made up by somebody, somebody trying to get money out of Patriots, or just somebody that wants to waste fax paper by sending their opinion on something or other. We have to deal with facts, ladies and gentlemen. And if you can't find facts, then you should not even pay attention to anything. People get frustrated with me. They call me up and say, "Hey, you know what Clinton did today?" I'll say, "What?" They'll tell me some outlandish story, and I'll say, "Do you have documentation?" "No." "Can you prove it?" "No." I said, "Well, then we're not interested." "What do you mean you're not interested? I know this happened." "Well, I'm sorry, but unless you can prove it, we don't know that it happened." Now, Dillon Reloading Company recently made a big mistake. And if I know Linda Thompson, and she's an attorney. If I know Linda Thompson, they're going to be paying out the nose for this mistake. Dillon Reloading Company recently, in their little magazine called The Blue Press, published a story stating that Linda Thompson is an agent provocateur and that she ran for the governorship of Illinois on the Socialist Workers Party ticket. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we investigated this. Linda Thompson did run for governor in the state of Illinois on the Socialist Workers Party ticket. But you dumb, stupid sheeple, it wasn't our Linda Thompson. It was another Linda Thompson. You know how common the word Linda is and how common the word Thompson is? You know that if I wanted to, I could run a computer check tomorrow, and we could probably ruin Linda Thompson for the rest of her life by quoting all the bad things that all the Linda Thompsons in this country have done. And that's exactly what Dillon Reloading Company did, and I'm calling you to task for that. You see, nobody should ever say or print anything that they can't back up with facts. With facts. If they do, they should state that it is their opinion, and then they're are no facts to back it up. That's okay. You can write anything you want as long as you say it's your opinion, but that's not what they said. They called Linda Thompson an agent provocateur and said that she ran for the governorship of Illinois on the Socialist Workers Party and that she was a card-carrying, hardcore member of the ACLU. Well, she did help people who couldn't afford a lawyer, who went to the ACLU for help, and she would go down and pick up the file and go take their case for free. Almost every lawyer in the country does that. Until you began investigating, nobody, not me, not you, not anybody, really knew what the ACLU stood for. Because if you look at them from a distance or you read what they're doing in the newspapers, it sounds like they're really sticking up for constitutional rights for all of us, but they're not. in the process of trying to destroy the Constitution. And it's easy to get caught up in their propaganda and lies. I read to you the other night the letter that they wrote soliciting money from me, of all people. Well, folks, until Dillon Reloading Company retracts what they wrote and admits that they had no substantiation or documentation or facts to prove anything that they said in that article, I'm going to have to ask all of you, including me, including everybody that I know, not to purchase anything from Dillon Reloading Company from this moment on. Because that was a scumbag thing to do. Absolutely scumbag thing to do. Most everything that I see flying around in the Patriot community involves two things. One is disinformation or misinformation designed to keep you spinning around in circles chasing your own tail. And it amazes me that no matter how much of this you ultimately find out to be phony, false disinformation, outright lies, or some mistake that somebody made, or some attempt to make you fall into somebody's agenda, you still pick up the next one and follow it around in a circle chasing your tail again. You never learn your lessons. And the second is somebody trying to rip you off for money. And since patriots are more involved with worrying about how much money they got in the bank than they are about the Constitution, you're always falling for these scams. This Jay Schwashinger scam. Oh boy, this is a doozy, man. Haven't you heard? The Treasury Department bought back the Federal Reserve. Alan Greenspan's dead and there's a clone, a double in his place. Delta Force is running around in all these foreign countries taking back the gold and putting it back in Fort Knox. And the Federal Reserve banks are putting a new sticker on their door, which means we're all going back to the gold standard. And all you stupid idiots are buying into this. And boy, you wonder why I call you sheeple. You're lucky I don't call you something worse, because I feel like it when you do these stupid things. There's another guy hounding out commissions in the Army of the United States of America to fight the insurrection. And he's getting hundreds of thousands of people signing up because he's promising them they're going to be paid a colonel's pay for every month until the insurrection is put down by the United States Treasury. How many of you have jumped into that? I know a bunch who have already. Every time I turn around, you guys are falling some stupid scam. You're getting your money out of your pocket, and they get away with it because you got so much egg on your face, you don't dare go down to the district attorney and fill out a complaint. Otherwise, all these people would be in jail. You know that? They would. They're a bunch of crooks. They're a bunch of wolves, and you're a bunch of sheep, and they're eating you for dinner every night. Makes me sick sometimes. Other times it makes me laugh hilariously, and then sometimes it makes me so angry I can't even talk. Linda is a patriot. Linda Thompson is a patriot. She cares about this country, and she cares about you. Sometimes she cares too much. Like sometimes I care too much. Don't buy anything from Dillon Reloading Company. Their article is a crock of crap. They have no substantiation. They didn't even check to see if it was the same Linda Thompson that ran for governor in the state of Illinois on the Socialist Workers Party ticket. They didn't check to see what the real story was about Linda's participation with the ACLU. She's never made it a secret or lied about it ever. She's ashamed of it. But she'll come right out and tell you exactly what happened. It was no expose. None at all. Who's the one who focused the attention of the world in Waco, Texas? Two people, Linda Thompson and me. Where did you hear about the Linda Thompson videotape first, Waco the Big Lie? Was on this program. I played the audio portion of it on this program before anybody else in the country even knew that it existed. How many of you have seen the tape that supposedly discredits Linda Thompson put out by these scumbags? You didn't, did you? Because they made it available only to the press. Well, we had a copy of it. We put it on the computer and analyzed it, and it had been doctored all over the place. It's a phony tape. They were so bad at doctoring that tape that they even left one building hanging out in the blue sky with nothing under it. They even show one portion where the gymnasium burned down, all collapsed in on itself. And then at a later time in the sequence of events, the gymnasium is standing there all in one piece. But you guys listen to all this bullshit because you're stupid. You're sheeple. You're dummies. And that's why our country is in the position that it's in. And that's why you're always getting took out there. And that's why you don't know your ass from a hole in the ground. And if you don't like that, sorry, bud. Go get in bed, pull the covers up over your head, and say your prayers. While those of us who are paying attention and are digging out the truth and are backing up what we say with facts and documentation, fight this battle for you. Because I got to tell you the truth. We don't have time for your silly little stupid kid games. Now you better cut this crap out and you better get yourself in line. And the next time somebody tells you something, you look them right straight in the eye and say, can you prove that statement? If they say yes, say, present the proof. Show me. If they can't, tell them to get lost. If they present you with documentation, study the documentation. Check the documentation to make sure that it's not a phony. Because again, 90% of the documentation floating around amongst these people who call themselves patriots, they're really not, they're a bunch of kids playing a game, is phony. Now why is it that you're all so willing to believe anything that anybody tells you? You see, there's something that I know and have always known. And that's why it doesn't bother me when you get mad at me for calling you sheeple or anything else. It doesn't bother me at all. Because I know that someday, if somebody presents the right story under the right circumstances, you'll turn on me just like you turned on Linda Thompson. And I also know something else. If they come and get me tomorrow night from my home, most of you will invent some excuse why you should not come to my aid. I know that. But I also know that my children, my family, and good people who are going to live in the future aren't going to have any future if I don't fight this battle. So even knowing that you're a bunch of stupid sheeple, most of you, not all of you, I keep fighting this battle. Because in the long run, it's not going to make any difference what happens to you. It's going to make a difference what happens to those of us who are fighting the good fight, because if we win, you're going to make out. Unless you get killed in the crossfire because you're sitting on the fence. If we lose, you're going to be a slave. Most of you go the way the wind blows. So when you get mad at me for any reason, it doesn't faze me a bit. Not at all. I just flat don't give a damn, Scarlet. Don't go away. If you're not apoplectic at this stage, I might be back. Folks, the Hour of the Time is brought to you by Swiss America Trading. Some of the best people that I've ever met in the precious metals business. In fact, Craig Smith and I, and Gene Miller and I, have become very good friends. And I've met everybody down there, and I have never in any sales office in my life ever met such a good group of people. Now, it doesn't matter whether you believe in their religion or not, or whether you believe that they should do it or not. But you know, every morning they all get together and say a prayer before they go to work. Were you aware of that? Now, that doesn't mean that you, as an atheist, should do business with Swiss America Trading. But I'll tell you what it does mean. It does mean usually people who take the time to say a prayer before they go to work so that the Lord, God, Buddha, whatever religion you belong to, will guide them in their daily efforts and try to help them keep to the straight path. You see? Now, me, I'm a Christian. But I believe in the Constitution of the United States of America, and I believe that what our forefathers did with this country was right. They set it up as a secular government, protecting the religious rights of all of us so that we could all, every single one of us, practice whatever religion we wanted to practice as long as we didn't interfere with the freedoms of anybody else. But I'll tell you something. I've learned in my life that without religion of some kind, there are no moral values. When there are no moral values, society begins to disintegrate until eventually it ends up at a state of anarchy, and that's where we're headed right now. If you don't believe it, you just stick around. You're going to find out. That doesn't mean that atheists are bad. I've known some atheists in my life that were awfully good people. They just didn't believe that there was a God. They tried to live their life right. But you see, in the absence of a God, in the absence of the Ten Commandments, it becomes very easy to rationalize doing wrong or doing what feels good, even if it hurts somebody else. Now, you're going to need some hard assets here in the near future. I'm telling you, it's coming. I presented you with hour after hour after hour of documented proof, and everything that I've told you about the economy, about the money, has come true. Right on schedule. I want you to call Swiss America Trading or somebody. Even if you don't call them, call somebody. You've got to protect yourself. And gold and silver and other precious metals in their various forms are the only things throughout the history of the world that have proven to hold their value no matter what. You can buy the same amount of consumables, land, or anything else that you want with 1 ounce of gold today that you could buy 200 years ago. And the same goes with an ounce of silver. The same exact same thing. So I'm not telling you this so you'll run out and make a killing. It's not what I'm about. I'm telling you this so that you can protect yourself. Not only that, you'd all buy gold and silver coins and use them instead of Federal Reserve notes, we could stop the destruction of the Constitution right in its tracks. Because the opposition would go broke. Literally, overnight. It's the truth, folks. Sit down and figure it out. It's really true. It's really true. And you don't have to go to barter systems. You don't have to figure out some script or token currency or alternate money system. You see, gold and silver coins are the only legal money in this country. And all you got to do is get back to legal money, and you'll be all right. You'll be all right. Call 1-800-289-2646. And do it right now. Take a great weight off your shoulders. You'll be able to tell your family that you've done something to protect them against an economic catastrophe. Do it now. 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Do it, folks. You'll be glad that you did. Oh, they're starting to come. All across America, people are getting ready to come to St. John's. And they're going to be glad they did. From the Insider Report, July 1994, page 8, Borrow a Cop. This came from one of our CADGI members, Wayman Dooley. The following was reported in my friend Anthony Sutton's Phoenix Letter of June 1994. This leads us to the proposed Clinton National Police Force being proposed by the President. Brother Bill has promised in a speech at the Conference of United States Mayors that he intends to put 100,000 federal police on the street. We all thought that perhaps the FBI or the Drug Enforcement Agency or maybe even some help to local law enforcement. Wrong. United States Senator Barbara Boxer supplied page 843 of H.R. 3355, the pertinent new federal crime bill. Here's what it states. Quote, not later than 6 months after the date of enactment of this act, the Attorney General, in concert with the Director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Administrator of the Drug Enforcement Agency, the Commissioner of the Immigration and Naturalization Service, and the Commissioner of the Customs Service, shall report to the Congress and the President on the efforts made and the success of such efforts to recruit and hire formal Royal Hong Kong police officers into federal law enforcement positions. The reports shall discuss any legal or administrative barriers preventing a program of adequate recruitment of formal Royal Hong Kong police officers. It should also be recognized by all of you folks that just within the last couple of weeks, the FBI opened an office in Moscow. And it was stated that the Russian equivalent will open an office in the United States, and they will begin combining the state police of the two agencies, just like I told you in my book years ago and on this program. It's all coming true. Everything that I've told you would happen is happening. If you're listening last Friday, remember in my book 4 years ago, I told you that our military forces would become the police force in the New World Order, would be placed under United Nations command, although they already were, technically, by treaty, years and years and years ago. And it's happened. Now, from the same publication, Insider Report, July 1994, electronic palm reading. Electronic palm reading. In the TWA frequent flyer update of June-July 1994, the following announcement is heralded with obliged enthusiasm. Quote, if you take at least 3 overseas flights a year, the InPass program is for you. Instituted by the United States Immigration and Naturalization Service, INS, this state-of-the-art time saver enables you to clear checkpoints at New York's JFK International Airport with a wave of your hand, literally. Your palm design will be digitally captured and embedded on a wallet-sized plastic card. Upon arrival, an electronic palm reader will verify that you are who you claim to be. So smart. So simple. The InPass program is open to all United States citizens, most citizens of Canada, Japan, and Western Europe. The TWA magazine also shows a picture of the InPass card. Of course, this wonderful innovation is voluntary. Until it becomes mandatory. Don't you know, just one more service from your government, which is only there to help you folks. Yep, just there to help you. Right into slavery. Let me see what we got here. Oh, yeah. Saturday, July the 30th at 1 p.m. Saturday, July the 30th at 1 p.m. at McCamley Park in Battle Creek, Michigan. Saturday, July 30th, 1 p.m., McCamley Park, Battle Creek, Michigan, corner of West Michigan and Washington. If it rains, they'll meet in the clubhouse at 225 West Michigan. That's the clubhouse at 225 West Michigan. That's only if it rains. If it's a nice day, they'll be in McCamley Park, Battle Creek, Michigan, the corner of West Michigan and Washington. The rally, folks, is to promote awareness of constitutional rights, specifically the Second Amendment, and allow people the chance to learn about the history of the militia and how it relates to the defense of the United States of America and to the state, learn the effects of the Brady Bill, and if you want to call, you can call Scott at 964-3927, 964-3927. You can also, you can also call Ray at 616-548-4867. That's 616-548-4867. Or again, here's another number for Scott, 616-964-9729. That's 616-964-9729. I recommend that you go. This is from the American Sentinel, ladies and gentlemen, and this is interesting. It was formerly called the Pink Sheet on the Left. The Pink Sheet on the Left is now called the American Sentinel. And it's your inside report on the activities of the American Left. This is issue number 561, July 19, 1994. This is really interesting. Here's what it says. Dear subscriber, even atheists should worry when the same president who so ruthlessly crushed religious fanatics at Waco has now unleashed his Washington pit bulls against voters who hold mainstream Christian values. Remember, folks, I told you that Christianity was targeted for extinction? Well, listen to this. Clinton's top attack dog is California Democrat Vic Fazio. Vic Fazio, who recently kicked off the White House's anti-Christian summer offensive before a receptive audience at a National Press Club luncheon in Washington. If you are a Christian who votes, Fazio says, you are a part of the, quote, fire-breathing Christian right, end quote. A pawn of an intolerant cadre whose leaders use subterranean tactics to subvert America. You hear how they've turned it around? They're the ones destroying this country. And they're turning it around, and they're using a propaganda campaign to convince the sheeple that it's really Christians who are destroying this country. Fazio says you are part of the fire-breathing Christian right, a pawn of an intolerant cadre whose leaders use subterranean tactics to subvert America. Now, this exclusive lead story exposes America's top financial supporters of religious bigotry. The special interest campaign contributors who make Vic Fazio's seat so safe. Fazio's attack so reeks of religious bigotry that all 44 Senate Republicans wrote to Clinton urging him to repudiate the remarks. What did Clinton do? He reacted to the Senate letter by denouncing Rush Limbaugh. Picked on poor old innocent Rush, who never heard a fly. Now, why did Clinton select Vic Fazio to attack Christians? Because Fazio, folks, has a safe seat, cemented in place by a massive financial war chest provided by corporate America, Hollywood, unions, and major leftist organizations. This hall of shame includes many surprises, such as the National Rifle Association, whom I exposed on this radio program over 2.5 years ago, or almost 2.5 years ago, let me put it that way. I expose them. They're not on your side, folks. They're liars. They send out things like, join the NRA, protect your right to hunt. They helped stop the initiative in California to make the Second Article and Amendment a part of the California Constitution, and many, many other things. The NRA is not on our side. The NRA, the National Rifle Association, contributed $15,318 to Fazio. And here's another one that will surprise you. Another $20,778 came from the Handgun Control Voter Education Fund. You beginning to understand? Now let me read to you some of the people that finance this Vic Fazio and his bigotry, his attack upon Christians. Democratic Agenda for the 90s, Democratic Decade, $1,200. NRA Political Victory Fund, $15,318. American Telephone and Telegraph Company, $11,000. National Education Association, $10,000. National Cable Television Association, $10,000. Committee on Letter Carriers, $9,800. RJR Nabisco, $9,000. National Association of Broadcasters, Television, and Radio, $5,000. National Abortion Rights Action League, $5,000. Association of Trial Lawyers of America, $10,000. Turner Broadcasting System, $3,000. Warner Communications, $2,500. Hollywood Women's Political Committee, boy, there's a bunch of screaming Marxists for you, $2,500. National Committee for an Effective Congress, $2,500. Paramount Communications, $2,000. J.C. Penney Company, $2,000. McDonald's, don't eat McDonald's hamburgers. It's junk anyway, it tastes like cardboard, and you're teaching your kids that it's good. You guys are nuts. $2,000. Marriott Corporation, $1,500. You hear that, Jerry? You better quit your job or I'm going to get you. Chrysler Corporation, $1,500. New York Stock Exchange, $1,500. Ford Motor Company, $1,500. Exxon Corporation, $1,000. American Stock Exchange, Federal, $1,000. Sunsweet Growers, $985. Florida Citrus Mutual, $500. Say it ain't so, Rush. Florida Citrus Mutual. General Motors Civic Involvement Fund, $500. Federal Express Corporation, $2,500. Now, that didn't come from me, the Say It Ain't So Rush. It's written down here beside it from this article here. It's all true, folks. You can check. Everything contributed to a political candidate has to be on record, and this is all true. So, there you go. By the way, that's not the only left-wing Marxist group that backs Rush Limbaugh. Old Phil Donahue owns a big chunk of Rush Limbaugh, and he's about as communist and Marxist and scumbag as you can get. Oh, let me see here. Oh, in Oklahoma City, near the real Will Rogers Airport. And this is being investigated, folks. I'm going to tell you right now, we don't have all the facts on this, but we have some preliminary reports from some of our CAGI members. So don't go off the deep end. If you live in Oklahoma City, begin an investigation of your own. In Oklahoma City, there's a structure now under construction near the Will Rogers Airport. It's being called a, quote, federal transfer facility, end quote, with a secure capacity of some 60,000 people. Construction workers talk about four-foot-thick walls and an underground tunnel leading to an Air National Guard facility on the airport. The structure is near the Air Marshal facility. This fax is signed more later. We don't have all the facts yet, folks. I'm telling you right now, it's a preliminary report. You see, unlike other people, we tell you when we can or when we can't prove something. Here's from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, July 24, 1994. Microchip ID could collar pets who stray. Now, if you read my book 4 years ago, I told you in there that the human chip implant program would be tested on a pet implant program. Would be used to find lost pets. And that's exactly what's happening. If the prospect of losing a cherished animal is distressing, pet owners may welcome word of an electronic pet identification that could help strays return home. Doggone. Microchip ID could call the pets who stray, by Jerry Dean, Democrat Gazette, Arkansas Democrat Gazette, July 24, 1994. And here's another one from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, July 24, 1994. CBS and police clash over seized tape. CBS and police clash over seized tape. You got to hear this, folks. This came off the Associated Press. Spokane, Washington. Police seized a CBS News videotape that shows a fight among a family of gypsies who are suing authorities for illegally raiding their homes. CBS News issued a statement Friday calling the seizure highly inappropriate and unreasonable and possibly illegal. CBS correspondent Peter Van Sant said police had no right to take the tape. Police, armed with a search warrant, took the tape Friday at a hotel where a crew for the news magazine America Tonight was staying. The crew was filming a segment on the $40 million lawsuit brought by the families of Grover and James Marks and the Gypsy Church of the Northwest. The Marks families contend their civil rights were violated when police raided their homes in 1986 looking for stolen property. The state Supreme Court later ruled the search illegal. Police said the videotape showed a dispute among several members of the families and could provide evidence of intimidation of potential witnesses. Police Chief Terry Mangan said city officials contacted the crew and asked for the tape before the warrant was served. Mangan said CBS declined and was uncooperative. It's from one of our people, Mr. Griffith. Well, once again, I want to remind you that we only have about 25 spots left. They're going to fill up this week, just as everything always fills up the last week before an event. Sometimes quick, sometimes right up to the last day, but it always does. So if you're one of the ones out there vacillating over whether you should come or not, you better make up your mind real quick, ladies and gentlemen. Because when those spots are filled, we're going to cut it off. And if you're on the way here without a previous registration, you better rethink that. You better call me. And you better make some arrangements to get your registration fee here. Because if you show up and we're full, I'm sorry. You made the trip for nothing because we won't be able to let you in the door. You see, we could probably let a whole bunch of people sit on the floor and everything, but it'd be uncomfortable for everybody. The heat buildup would be terrible. It would overload the air conditioning system. And nobody would have any fun standing elbow to elbow, wall to wall with somebody else. So we're not going to do that. We're going to fill the chairs, and then we're going to close the door. So if you want to come, get on it now. Okay, folks? And if you don't make it this time, don't worry. We're going to do it again in other cities, and we're going to do it again here, and we're going to have other things going on here. Well, I won't get into that tonight. Maybe some other night. Good night, folks. God bless each and every single one of you. And those of you who are stupid, I hope that you see the error of your ways. The only solution is to look yourself in the mirror, admit it to yourself, and then get about making yourself not a sheeple, but a real people. Real person. Unless you admit where you're at now, you cannot change it or go into the future, because you'll always be trying to do the same old things again. Okay? Those of you who are already real people, I love you. Folks, until Dylan Reloading Company admits the error of their ways in their Blue Press slanderous article against Linda Thompson, don't buy any products from them. And if you have a product that was made by them, send it back. Tell them to eat it.
Sing a song and bring the sun in.